Come, follow me. Teaching, learning, and applying messages from General Conference. Elders' quorums and relief societies play a vital role in the work of salvation and exaltation. During their Sunday meetings, they discuss how to apply the teachings in recent General Conference messages to their efforts in this work. Elders' Quorum and Relief Society presidencies select a conference message to learn from each Sunday meeting based on the needs of members and guidance from the Spirit. On occasion, the bishop or stake president may also suggest a message. In general, leaders should choose messages from members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. However, any message from the most recent General Conference may be discussed. Teachers focus on how to help members apply the teachings in General Conference messages in their lives. Leaders and teachers find ways to encourage members to study the selected messages before the meetings. For more information about Elders' Quorum and Relief Society meetings, see General Handbook, Serving in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 8.2.1.2, 9.2.1.2, churchofjesuschrist.org. Planning to teach. The following questions can help teachers as they plan to use a General Conference message to teach. As needed, teachers counsel with the Elders' Quorum or Relief Society Presidency as they ponder these questions. Why did the Elders' Quorum or Relief Society Presidency choose this message to discuss? What do they hope members will know and do after discussing this message? What does the speaker want members to understand? What gospel principles is he or she teaching? How do these principles apply to my Elders' Quorum or Relief Society? What scriptures did the speaker use to support his or her message? Are there other scriptures members could read that would deepen their understanding? You might find some in the endnotes of the message or in the Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. What questions could I ask that would help members ponder and apply the teachings of the message? What questions will help them see the relevance of these teachings in their lives, in their families, and in the Lord's work? What can I do to invite the Spirit into our meeting? What could I use to enhance the discussion, including stories, analogies, music, or artwork? What did the speaker do to help members understand his or her message? Did the speaker extend any invitations? How might I help members feel the desire to act on those invitations? Activity ideas. There are many ways teachers can help members learn from and apply General Conference messages. Here are a few examples. Teachers may have other ideas that will work better in their Elders' Quorum or Relief Society. Apply truths to our lives. Invite members to review the conference message looking for truths that could help them accomplish the work God has given them as individuals or as an Elders' Quorum or Relief Society. For instance, what do we learn that can help us as ministers, as parents, as member missionaries? How does this message influence our thoughts, feelings, and actions? Discuss in groups. Divide members into small groups and assign each group a different section of the conference message to read and discuss. Then ask each group to share a truth that they found and how it applies to them. Or you could create groups made up of members who study different sections of the message and let them share with each other what they found. Look for answers to questions. Invite the members to answer questions like the following about the conference message. What gospel truths do we find in this message? How can we apply these truths? What invitations and promised blessings were given? What does this message teach us about the work God wants us to do? Or create a few questions of your own that encourage members to think deeply about the message or about the truths it teaches. Allow members to select one of these questions and find answers in the message. Share statements from the message. Invite members to share statements from the conference message that inspire them to fulfill their responsibilities in the work of salvation and exaltation. Encourage them to consider how they could share these statements to bless someone, including loved ones and people they minister to. Share an object lesson. In advance, invite a few members to bring objects from their home that they could use to teach about the conference message. During the meeting, ask the members to explain how those objects relate to the message and how the message applies to their lives. Prepare a lesson to teach at home. Ask members to work in pairs to plan a home evening lesson based on the conference message. They could answer questions like these. How could we make the message relevant to our families? How could we share this message with people we minister to? Share experiences. Read together several statements from the conference message. Ask members to share examples from the scriptures and from their lives that illustrate or reinforce the doctrine taught in these statements. Find a phrase. Invite members to search the conference message looking for phrases that are meaningful to them. Ask them to share the phrases and what they learned from them. Ask them to share how these teachings help them accomplish the Lord's work. For more ideas on how to study and teach from General Conference messages, see Ideas for Learning and Teaching from General Conference. Click Ideas for Study under General Conference in the Gospel Library.